As of right now, day 21, the partial shutdown of the federal government will end with no resolution in sight. That leaves roughly 5,700 Alaskans unsure if they'll get their next paycheck. In Congress, some Republicans are talking about voting with the Democrats to at least pass some of the 7 stalled spending bills, despite the president's threat to veto anything that doesn't include his money for a border wall. Among Alaska's delegation to Congress, 2 say they're warm to the idea, and 1 isn't saying. Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin filed this report.
At midday, Alaska Congressman Don Young could foresee the end of the shutdown. He predicted a solution within the week. He said it starts with a number of House Republicans voting with Democrats to pass individual spending bills.
You're going to see quite a few Republicans will be voting to reopen everything but the wall, and that'll be an indication.
The spending bills may never make it to the Senate floor, but Young says if enough Republicans vote for them, it will send a clear message to the president that it's time to reach a compromise.
Their biggest fear on the White House is that if by some chance they got out of the Senate, that the House would have enough votes to override the president's veto. And that could happen. So I think that compromise will come forth.
Young says Trump is right to be concerned about border security. But Alaska's lone House member says he's among the Republicans likely to cross the aisle for those spending bills.
I will probably vote for those. I say a bunch of us are talking about this now. I don't like shutdowns. I fought against it when Newt Gingrich did it.
But a few hours later, when the first of those spending bills came to the House floor, only 8 Republicans crossed the aisle for a bill to reopen the Treasury and the IRS. And Young voted no. Young's spokeswoman issued a statement saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had played to the cameras and hadn't negotiated in good faith with Republicans in Congress. Senator Lisa Murkowski said Tuesday she favored passing most of the spending bills so as not to hold other government departments hostage to the Homeland Security fight. Senator Dan Sullivan wouldn't say whether he'd vote for the other bills. Sullivan called it a hypothetical question.
That's not going to transpire unless you have the White House saying they're going to sign it. So it is a hypothetical question right now because it wouldn't be effective.
The House plans to vote on a total of 4 spending bills this week. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
As we just heard from NPR, the only movement so far has been paying some folks that have already been furloughed.